carry water in?
Urn?
Urn, or what's your...
Bucket.
Bucket, yeah, I like your bucket. What if it were a wooden vessel?
It'd be a wooden bucket.
Okay, what if it were metal?
It'd be a metal bucket.
Okay.
Metal or wooden bucket,
either one. I know. What about shape and uses, maybe? Any distinctions there?
Shape?
Any distinctions of shape and usage?
Round.
Yeah. Do you have particular names for them if you don't forget it?
No, I don't know either.
What do you carry milk in?
Pails.
Okay. That's a large open tin vessel for water milk. Is it different from a bucket?
Yeah.
How so?
It'd be taller and thinner.
Yeah. What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs? Or do you? Assuming you did, what would it be called?
Yes, it'd be called a bucket.
All right.
I can remember a bucket which you put slop in.
Uh-huh.
Slop bucket,
okay. Slop pail?
Pail. Uh-huh.
A swill bucket?
What is that?
Garbage can.
Garbage can, I heard that.
Not that connection, though. Slop pail? Uh-huh. What do you fry eggs in?
Oh, pan.
Flat around bottom?
Round.
Iron or sheet metal?
Metal.
With or without legs?
Without.
Okay. What's it made of again?
Metal.
Metal, okay. What about something big and black that you've had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to
wash
boil your
pot.
Clothes? Okay, wash pot or the old woman in the movies, Ma?
Kettle.
Ma kettle, okay. You ever heard of cauldron or wash bowl or?
I've read it.
Yeah. What would you call a container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
Uh-oh.
Like that thing there? Not that, but what do you call the things you see at the garden club?
Let me see.
Vases. You ever heard of flower pots?
Flower pots?
Yeah.
Pots.
Different.
Flower pots.
Flower pots different?
Yeah, they're all shapes and sizes, and they're up, some of them are potted.
You ever seen Georgia red clay pots?
Red clay.
Yeah, flower pots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. What are the eating utensils you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Silverware.
Silverware, individually.
Spoons, knives, forks.
Huh. Okay. What's the singular knives?
Knife.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must blank the dishes.
I must wash the dishes.
Okay. After she washes the dishes, then she blanks.
Right.
Okay, or rinse, clear water, rinse. Okay.
Rinse.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
Okay. For removing food that sticks to the plates. You ever dish rag?
Dish rag.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
The drying cloth.
Okay, or the?
Dishcloth.
Or the?
No.
Dish towel?
Dish towel.
Okay. What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth. Washcloth. Bathcloth or washcloth.
Ever heard of face cloth?
Face, no.
Wash rag?
Wash rag.
Yeah. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A bath mat.
Okay. What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet?
Uh-huh. In the yard?
Hose?
Same deal?
Faucet.
Same faucet. Mm-hmm. On a portable water container?
Portable water container, faucet.
Faucet still. It was so cold last night that our water pipes